We learned in the Gemara that we learn from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim that there were five tefillahs done by Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara tells us that all of them took place b'kodesh. How do we know? The Gemara brings a makar. Since the pasuk refers to kiddush yadayim reglaim in a tzvila term, what does that tell us? That just as kiddush takes place by makom kodesh, likewise the tzvilas were meant to take place by makom kodesh. Now the obvious kashir is, we all remember the Mishnah back in the beginning of the parak, Alef Chav Ches. Actually, it was in the Flamed. The Mishnah tells us that all the tefillahs took place by Kodesh, except for this one. Which one? The first tefillah, which was not on the roof of the Beis HaParva, which had a Kedusha Sazara. Rather, where was it? Gemara Naflamet Alf tells us. It was on top of Shara Mayim, which was Bechayil, outside the Azara. How does this fit with our Gemara, which seems to tell us that the five tefillahs took place by Makom Kodesh? All tefillahs done on Yom Kippur, all five of them, it seems like they're bundled together, have the same halacha, and Makom Kodesh is a requirement. So several ways of answering this kasha. Some Mefarshim say that the first tefillah was not included in the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Well, the Gemara gives us a number of five, but the first one is separate. That doesn't go into the bundle of the five tefillahs or kedushim. It doesn't have the halacha, this requirement of makom kodesh. That's one approach. But other rishonim learn that all five tefillahs are connected to Yom Kippur and all have the same halacha theoretically. But Tosfos Shanim says, the first tefillah, that had to be done outside. Back on Lamed Aleph, he says, "Mistama yesh le'lasis rishon nekoidem sheyikanes l'makom she'anos karis." It's logical to say that the first tefillah takes place prior to entry. It's meant to prepare him for the knisa l'makom kodesh. It's not mistaver that the first tefillah was required in the makom kodesh. There's another lashon of Tosfos himself on the Flamed, on the bottom line. He says, "Svaru." It's a svaru kivin da'kate le'niskalish b'vig de kodesh. Since he hadn't yet switched into the Big Day Kodesh, Koidem, Big Day Kodesh, Shiyut B'Bachoyl. Apparently the tefillah is meant to take place B'Bachoyl. So these Rishonim seem to be learning that, the first tefillah is really part of the Seder, and part of the Chiv, perhaps based on Noach Moshe Mitzrayim as well. But it's logical to say this one was outside and meant to prepare him for the entry, for the Knesa, to the Makom Kodesh, where he will put on his Big Day Kodesh and engage in the Avodah. That's one Indian. There's another interesting discussion which Tosfos elaborates on. The Gemara towards the end of the Daf discussed the concept of Miruk. So the Kohen Gadol would do most of the Shechita, then another Kohen would run up and follow up the Shechita, complete it all the way through with a Miruk. Now the Gemara at one point figured Miruk is obligatory, it's ma'akev. The Gemara asked, how can you say that? If it's needed, then it would be possible. It's a paradox, because if it's needed on Yom Kippur, then it must be done by a Kohen Gadol. It can't be done by a helper. Kohen Gadol can't do it. So it's a cash 22. So at that point, the Gemara takes it as a cash. What do you mean? Why would you think that Miruk requires a Kohen Gadol? We know that Shechita is Lav Avodah. Generally, Shechita can be done by even a Kohen Hedyot, even a Zar. So why would you think that the Shechita here, it must be done by a Kohen Gadol? Fine, you have to do Miruk. But even a Kohen Hedyot can do that. So Tosfos says, one Teretz he says, maybe even the Rabbanan would be possible if done by a Kohen Hedyot. V'oidish Mefarshim says, there's another pshat. This whole point of Shechita Lav Avoida, what does that mean? He brings the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov Merlins. It's based on the Svar. L'fi sheneheges af b'chulin. Why is Shechita not considered an Avoida? Because the concept of shechting is not unique to karbonis. It applies to ordinary behemoths as well. It's matar b'achil. So that leads us to the conclusion that shechita isn't exclusive to karbon, isn't really an avoida. Now, by the way, Tzitzis Yishonim, just on this topic, Tzitzis Yishonim back on Lamed Aleph, he asked the kasha. The Gemara speaks about a fellow standing outside the Azorah and using a long knife to do shechita in the Azorah. The Gemara wants to know whether he has to be toivel. The Gemara says, why would he need tefillah, although he's outside? Aval hocha deka'avid avoida, since he's engaged in avoida. Asks the Tzitzis Yishonim, what do you mean? We learn many times in the Gemara, shechita lav avoida, it's not considered an avoida. Why does the Gemara refer to it as avoida? Say, says Yishonim, the yishloima deleichosha avoida litztarech koyin. Of course it's an avoida. We see that you need a pious for it. It has significance. It's part of the avoida. You know, the pigle. Machshavas pigle applies to shechita as well. It's certainly considered one of the avoidas hakarbon. The avoidas hakarbon are four. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. When the Gemara says lav avoida, it means it doesn't have the same significance, the same chashivas as Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, which must be done through a Kayin, as opposed to Shechita, which can be done by Yisrael. Okay, so that's an interesting point brought up by the Tosis Yishan back in Ramadan. Getting back to our Tosis, he says that when we speak about Shechita Avoida, it's based on the premise that Shechita is really also Chulin related. It's not exclusive to Karbon. That's why we downgrade it. We don't consider it as Chashav of the other Avoidas. But it's universal. It's related to Chulin as well as to Kachim. It says, Tais the Chiddush. That only applies to the first phase of Shechita. The Roiv of the Simon, which is also Chulin related. It's an ordinary Mas of Shechita. That's not an avoid. However, if at this point in the Gemara, Miruk is required by Kachim, which means Roiv is not enough. By Kachim, you have to go above and beyond the ordinary Chulin requirements. You have to complete the cut all the way. Hay miruk einem akeves b'chulin, and still you have to do it by kachim. Kain have avoid. What does that tell you about miruk? It's unique and exclusive to karbon, to kachim, and it's an avoid. V'lo yekasha l'boy. That's the case. If it's not needed for chulin, so it's different than shechita. Shechita is chulin related, and therefore it's not considered an avoid. It's the same as shechita. Do by chulin, do by kachim. So if you don't need a coin. But miruk, if indeed you would need miruk, theoretically, that would be a kachem din, unique to kachem, unconnected to chulin. If that's the case, you would need a kain. If you need a kain, on Yom Kippur, you need a kain gadol. Otherwise, it's possible. So that's pshat in the Gemara. If miruk is required, then you need a kain gadol. The Gemara concludes, you're right. You don't even need miruk. Even the rabban, it's not possible. It's only a mitzvah of marik. As Rashi says, "Kedei lahoitzi is adam yafa," just a means of extracting a large amount of dam to enable a proper kabbalah and a proper streak. Interesting to note, we speak about the avodas Yom Kippur being done exclusively by the kohen gadol. I saw today an interesting Mahariv Vayel who writes as follows: why? What's the reason for kohen gadol doing the avodas Yom Kippur? So he says because the kohen gadol represents Malach Michael, who keeps an eye on him, who is designated to watch over and supervise the Kohen Gadol. He relates to the Kohen Gadol, Malach Michael, and he says Malach Michael is a Malach of Chesed. Gavriel is Gvura, is Din, is Harshness, is Judgment. Michael is Chesed, and Kohen Gadol represents the concept of Chesed. You know, in the Piyutim we say, Kain exuded chesed, kindness, the av of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And he was the vehicle for kapara. Hashem designated the Kain Gadol, who represented midas chesed, to go ahead and bring the kapara, bring the karbonis, to bring mechil and kapara for Klal Yisrael, to clean them up of their averis and bring them a mechil and kapara. That's why he says, only Kain Gadol, who personifies midas chesed, is meant to do the avoidos Yom Kippur.